This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Necrophidius Golem and the Scarecrow.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Necrophidius is by far the coolest golem.
Oh, for sure.
In this golem section.
Yeah, yeah.
The Scarecrow is good too, actually. But like, these guys are good.
The Scarecrow has one wonderful hook that we're going to get to. But let's talk about the Necrophidius, because this is a fascinating idea.
You mean the death worm?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's precisely what I mean. How'd you know?
Oh, because I'm familiar with the works of Ravenloft.
Okay, cool.
I'm familiar with the works of John Q. Ravenloft.
Of the Ravenloft, the Connecticut Ravenlofts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are kind of bone snakes that are made of like gigantic spinal cords almost that move around like centipedes and have human skulls on the top of them. And they move completely silently because of their many, many legs.
Yeah. And they're intelligent. Like they function as if they had 10 intelligence just to, because they're given a quest. Mm-hmm. Like these things are things you show the kill bill to, and then they see who's on the kill bill and they go kill everybody on the kill bill.
Right. Right.
You know, including Bill. So these guys have a mission. Yeah, like they're like Roombas. Yeah.
Gary, I'm getting a Roomba for Christmas. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. I'm going to put eyes on it and I'm going to take videos. Yeah. And also have a cleaner apartment. But yeah, like they are Roombas. It's not real intelligence. So like they're not intelligent in a way that spells can kind of help with them. But they're intelligent in a way that makes them kind of wily to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they have a mission. Like you can give them more complicated, because if you just tell like an iron golem, like, hey, kill Robbie.
Right.
Unless Robbie's like right there, the iron golem is not going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You have to like point, you have to like, you know, showing pictures, like it's you know, it's no good. The Necrophidius, you can say like kill Robbie, and the Necrophidius like will do like research. Like
it'll use its fangs to turn the pages in a book.
Of a phone book, yeah. It's like just it'll like curl up in a phone book in the corner and watch somebody else flip through the pages. Because there are certain sects or rites that made the Necrophidius grow stronger every 100 years it accomplished its goal. That's in the first part. It's like the one cool thing in the first part of this. Mm-hmm. You can make these where they just get more and more powerful. So like, what a cool campaign hook.
Yeah.
You know, like a Necrophidius has been trying to do this for thousands of years. It's grown miles long and it like snakes its way through the desert, you know, trying to, you know, achieve impossible task.
And the final thing is like figuring out how to convince it that like the window had passed, like that person's already dead, but he doesn't believe you.
Yeah. The goal, like it doesn't know, you like, know,
you have to lead him to the tomb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not do anything that, you know, makes it think that you're trying to prevent it from doing its thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then it gets to the end and it kind of like logics and thinks that you, by showing it that it was dead, you did prevent it from killing it.
Yep.
You know, so you have to fight this gigantic, like, you know,
bone snake is warm to the touch.
Yeah, the form to the touch is such a good, like, this is the content I crave. Like, those are the details you should be when you're making a fucking monster. Give me those details. Like, warm to the touch. Good night. That's so good.
This Noel is warm to the touch.
Constantly whirling milk white eyes. Well, no, Noel's, you'd want it to be something, because I expect a Noel to be warm. You have to, you know, you have to subvert my expectation. Like something like that, like the, like, you know, the Noel is actually like inhumanly soft and cuddly or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Oh cool. Like the Noel I want to hug. These things, the way they kill you is by hypnotizing you so you can't fight back, and then they just bite you to death.
Yep.
And yeah, you are paralyzed, or they hypnotize you by kind of twirling back and forth like a snake charmer, then paralyze you and kill you while you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
Good.
They
good
don't even God. Have to constrict you. Like it's just,
yeah,
we got you.
These things are great.
You're in my, you're in my web.
You send them. Are these the guys you send on a word where you just go quest, or is that, no, that's the next guys. That's actually the scarecrows.
Mm-hmm.
Scarecrows are also pretty cool.
Yeah. Like there's a little bit of like Hemwick in this. Like it's a like rural priests who need a cheap and fast golem to put together. Will like assemble these and then give them, you know, again, just another one of these little quests to do.
Which are usually killing a single person.
Right.
Like it's very simple. Like these things are the assassin golems.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about these guys, so like they're regular, they attack you, their touch hurts and makes you laugh yourself to death.
Yep.
Again, so anything that makes you laugh yourself to death is really great.
Well, also, like, any if they look at you, there's a chance that you're going to stand transfixed with your arms hanging limply, allowing the scarecrow to strike and strike again.
Yeah. Well, no, these guys don't make you laugh. They laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Then they paralyze you so they can beat you down. So
scarecrows don't speak, but they cackle madly. It's just gas escaping from their hay.
Yeah, exactly. You put a couple of rotten gourds inside their chest cavity. And then they have a way to turn into conscious scarecrows.
Yep. If their master dies while their mission is still incomplete, like they don't like, you know, it's not like a Jack Frost kind of situation where, you know, the consciousness transfers, but they actually will just kind of take on this this intelligence of their own, kind of as a result of maybe getting a little bit too close of a bond between the spirit that inhabits this body and the body itself.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, they roam the earth, and again then they just turn into like combat monsters. They just roam the earth like killing everything, which is not that cool, but the backstory makes it work.
Yeah, it almost should be like a Jack Frost kind of thing. Like, you know, if you're killed when the golem is active, then your consciousness is transferred.
You mean that Michael Keaton movie? Like, is he going to go raise some kids?
No, he's so Michael Keaton in Jack Frost is the front man of a blues band that plays Christmas songs, and he's killed in a truck accident, and he's reincarnated as a snowman, and he has to convince his kids that the snowman is actually daddy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think you were referring to the evil Jack Frost.
Oh, the same thing. That's a serial killer who died in a truck accident on a winter night and inhabited a snowman body and went on a killing spree. It's the same idea either way.
Same thing. I don't know. Very different stories, Cole.
Same thing. Yeah. It's the same thing, Jack Frost.
Hi, my name is Ken Levine. When you think about it, convince kids that a snowman is dad is the same thing as killing multiple people. And really, they're equally as bad.
I mean, it's the origin, not the result.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Fucking snowman Levine.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com.